This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Another mass shooting, this time in Texas. 26 people confirmed to be dead inside a small church in a small town, which was a ways off from where the alleged shooter, Devin Kelly, who is now dead after apparently being run off the road by one of the church members on trying to do something about this maniac. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The five fast facts that you need to know, according to Heavy.com, include that Devin Kelly was on Facebook showing off a picture of his rifle and once taught Bible school, vacation Bible school, although then he started to get into atheist groups, apparently, or atheist pages on Facebook. And it's always so frustrating when Facebook or the government takes down these profiles because, you know, knowing things about these people could be useful, but yet nobody else is allowed to comb through them unless they happen to get there before they get pulled down. It's frustrating.
Well, they presume that you, the listener, basically have no use for this sort of thing. It's just, you know, what do you amount to?
So more here from the story. Number two is that he was in the Air Force, claimed to live by their core values, and also claimed to be a management consulting professional, left behind apparently at least one kid and maybe a girlfriend or wife. CBS News reported the suspect is a former U.S. Air Force E-1 who received a dishonorable discharge, court-martialed back in 2014.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an E-1 and you get dishonorable discharge, you are a first-class F-up.
What's an E-1?
Like as low as it
That's
gets.
That's the low, okay.
Like a buck private. Gotcha. But in the Army vernacular, I don't know what kind of airman E-1 is in the Air Force. But so to get in the Air Force, usually that's sort of the smarty pantsiest of people who go in the military. I'm not saying that the bar is incredibly high here, but the Air Force gets their best pick because they have air conditioning. This guy, an E-1, dishonorable discharge is an E-1?
According to the story, number three on the list here is that the gunman was dressed in all black and wrote online that he did not fear death. His social media accounts contained other warnings, including a quote from Mark Twain. Quote, "I do not fear death. I had been dead for billions and billions of years before I was born and had not suffered the slightest inconvenience from it." Unquote. The government says the gunman approached the church at about 11:20 in the morning, was seen dressed in all black, started firing at the church, moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire, then went inside. He was dressed in all black tactical type gear and was wearing a ballistic vest. Multiple weapons were found in his vehicle, although they have not yet been described, and his residence has been raided and checked for explosives. Witnesses agreed on the claim that he did walk into the church and open fire. One claimed that he announced that he was a communist, but who knows if that's true. There's no confirmation of that claim. In other news here, according to the five fast facts, multiple children were among the victims, including the pastor's own teenage daughter. And finally, number five, people wrote frightened messages on social media as news of the shooting broke. I mean, that's not really unusual. That's pretty common these days for people who are literally under fire to be texting or using Twitter to let people know that they're being shot at by somebody.
It's amazing what people will use social media for.
Let's go to Fred. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Fred.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, I guess I'm calling in on the back of one of your previous callers. Are you talking about the opioid epidemic and all the craziness going on and the shootings and whatnot, people wigging out?
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, Fred, so go right ahead.
Well, that's kind of where I was aiming. I mean, but I don't want to go on the premise of me being the bearer of false news, but I do have it on good authority that better than 80% of the Alpena County Sheriff's Department is on some kind of medication, let's call it. And people are waiting out all over the place, right? And the more money you got, the better insurance you got. Well, guess what? The more pills you got.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some of the consequences of these prescription medications can be very, very shocking. And so what you're saying is you know somebody who knows or who claims that a good percentage of the local cops there in Alpena, Michigan, are taking some sort of medications, and you're not sure if that's going to affect their judgment?
Well, I'm not. I know it's going to affect their judgment. The thing is how long they're on them and how hard they're in them.
Yeah, a lot of cops are into steroids too. So
you've seen the effects.
What are you talking about with the shooters?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, translating to the police. Usually with the police shooting people, it's just the fact that they have what they believe is authority over others and virtual, like, unaccountability for their actions. So cops who want to shoot people, they know that they can get in there and do that pretty easily and not really have any kind of consequences brought upon them for it in most cases.
Well, I understand that, but distorted reality is distorted reality, and it does not really determine which side of the fence you're on.
Well, I agree with you. Whether their distorted reality is coming from the prescription medication they're taking or coming from the idea in their heads that they are, you know, somehow superior to other human beings or in charge of other people, that can definitely mess with somebody's head and make them do things that they otherwise might not do if they actually had to suffer consequences from their actions. But, of course, we know that police generally don't suffer any consequences for their actions. Usually, worst-case scenario is they get a paid vacation while they're being investigated.
Yeah, Lord knows they would not have a holier than thou opinion.
Hey, Fred, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Speaking of heroin, I have been thinking about it today. And
thinking about heroin today? All right.
I had basically up until very recently decided for myself that the heroin and opioid problem in the U.S. was a result of Big Pharma. Them finding new ways to generate revenue through pain management products.
There's certainly a demand for the product, right? Like, and you can create a demand, a much bigger demand for that product.
But today, I saw something about poppies in Afghanistan, and there was a Wikipedia citation that said production of poppy from heroin from poppies in Afghanistan increased after the U.S. invaded, and that the Europeans consequently didn't need to get as much from their South American sources, and so some of that has resulted in increased supply to the U.S., lowering the cost of heroin. And
so thanks to the U.S. government for invading Afghanistan, heroin got cheaper?
Yeah, creating the production of, or increasing the production of heroin in the world and making it cheaper.
But that's not why there's a problem. The problem comes from inside, right? The problem comes from individuals who are trying to escape their reality. Whether they would choose heroin or crack, they would choose whatever it is that happens to be most available. What you're saying is the government's actions might have inadvertently or advertently, depending on who you ask, made heroin cheaper on average, and so therefore the drug users went to that. But if it had been crack, they would have gone to crack. They would have gone to, you know, whatever other drug it might have been at the moment that would allow them to escape from their reality.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I do agree with your larger point that it is an individual problem, and the price of the thing doesn't turn you into a demon. Because the price is low, you don't lose all of your moral mooring.
Sure.
But a heroin addict is different from a crack addict to a certain extent.
In what way?
Well, the two different drugs have radically different effects.
Sure.
Cocaine makes you very active, and heroin makes you very unactive.
Yeah, but
in a way.
Dead.
Are you saying a heroin addict wouldn't rob, cheat, or steal in order to get the money that they need to buy their next fix?
Sure, they would.
They may not do it while they're, you know, laid out from the heroin, but later on, once they're jonesing, they're probably going to be willing to do whatever a crack addict would be willing to do in the moment. More coming up here. You can tell us how you feel.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas. No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. The latest on what's happening with Bitcoin, with more companies dropping out of their support for the upcoming hard fork that's scheduled for about 10 days from now. What does this all mean? We'll try to explain it in as simple of terms as possible. Coming up here with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
You want to get your home secured without all the hassle? Check out the Blink Home Security System. I've been through, like, security system installs before, and I can tell you, I hired somebody to do it because it was just a bunch of drilling and running wires and big hassle. You know, costs almost as much as the system itself to actually get it installed. You don't have that problem with Blink Home Security. You just get the cams from blinkprotect.com/FTL, like slash FTL, like Free Talk Live. You can get them there, like three cams for the price of what some of the other guys charge for one. You hook it up, and all you need to hook it up, basically, is the batteries that they provide you, and then your smartphone or tablet device that you can use to do all the configuration. I mean, literally, it took you, what, 10 minutes, Mark, to do this?
Yeah, probably a little longer if you count the time that it took to put the battery in the camera.
Or maybe, like, open the boxes.
Yeah.
And this is not a complicated process. It's super easy, and it's easy to use as well. And it'll send you the video clips of whatever it is that's going on in front of the camera when you have them armed to work. So if it's, you know, if it's you're in your house and you're there during the day, then you don't need to have the cams armed. You don't need to be watching video of yourself walking around or sitting around the house. So it's all completely customizable. Check it out at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, David is in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, question for you related to libertarian stuff, but first of all, you'll get a kick out of this. Remember how I told you I flipped to, after you went off the air one night, I flipped the channel and Mark Levin was on, and about two callers in, here comes Scott the Bigot on Levin.
He makes the rounds, huh?
Yeah, and then So a couple of nights ago, doing the same thing, and I turn on Coast to Coast, and about two callers in, here comes Scott from Worcester, Massachusetts, and he asked to tone it down a little bit for those formats, but what he said was he had a two-part question for the expert they had on, and one was about the fiat money in the United States and Goldman Sachs, and then the second part was about Jewish bankers, and what was funny was how George Norrie steered it. George immediately jumped in and told his guest, well, how about we address the fiat currency? He was going to try and dodge the Jewish thing altogether, but mm-hmm. The expert went ahead and actually answered his question on the Jewish stuff too, so it was kind of funny. And then on libertarianism, what I was going to ask you is the broadcast station here in New Mexico that carries you, Eddie Aragon, the owner there, the manager, he was all big on libertarianism for so long, and then a week or so ago he said on the air on his program that libertarians were a bunch of whack jobs. Do you know what happened with him?
Eddie's not a libertarian. I mean, having had conversations with him, I mean, I know he's not a libertarian. I believe he's a Republican. So he might agree with libertarians on some issues, but certainly not all of them. And
but libertarians are mostly, you know, we're on the fringe, right? So, you know, if he...
Fringe? No, I wouldn't say we're on the fringe. I don't think it should be considered fringe to believe in leaving your neighbors alone.
But
I don't
it is.
Well, I don't know if it is. I think a lot of people are more libertarian than they want to realize or admit. But ultimately, no, Eddie has never, in my conversations with him, claimed to be a libertarian. And the fact that he put our show on the air doesn't mean he's a libertarian either. It just means that he might appreciate the show that we do and, you know, knows it's entertaining, and so he wants to have that on his radio station as, you know, one of the competitors also does, because we actually have two competing stations now in Albuquerque. There's actually an AM talk station, KABQ, the progressive station that's airing our show now throughout the week as well. So be sure to check us out there, too. David, thanks for the call.
Just,
tonight.
I was just thrown by it because he was so pro-libertarian because he had you guys and he had a whole separate show with Elie Sheva Levin would come in every Saturday and do an hour with him on libertarianism. He was all gung-ho on it, even though he wasn't a libertarian. But then he comes out with that libertarians are a bunch of whack jobs. I just didn't get it. So
well, there are a bunch of whack job libertarians. I mean, that's definitely true. But there are also a bunch of whack job Republicans and Democrats. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think most of our program directors and general managers in the radio business are libertarian. Every now and then, one of them will tell me, because what I do is during the week, a lot of times I'll call radio stations and talk to these guys and try to pitch Free Talk Live to them. And every now and then, I'll come across one that's like, you know, I'm pretty libertarian. You know, they don't want to let anybody know that, but
there's quite a few that say they're pretty libertarian and still don't have the power as a program director to put us on the air. So that part's funny.
Yeah, that's definitely true as well. All right, so toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. The latest from the Bitcoin world on this upcoming hard fork that threatens to, and I don't want to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt, but I got to say, I'm a little stricken by it. I got to admit.
Okay.
The uncertainty, I'm not so much afraid as I am uncertain. Like, I'm not afraid. I know cryptocurrency is here to stay. I know that concept, I believe that crypto, the idea of a decentralized, cryptographically secure, distributed form of money that's not controlled by banks and governments, that's not going anywhere. Whatever it is that happens to Bitcoin in the next 2-3 weeks, or next week, I guess, about a week and a half, 10 days until this big split, whatever it is that ultimately ends up happening to Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is going to continue. If Bitcoin falls, if Bitcoin, you know, becomes weaker over time, and you can argue that even though the price has been going up this year, that it has been weakened by virtue of the fact that it is no longer the clear dominant, it used to be dominant in the marketplace by 80-90%.
Right.
It's now at like 60%. So it's still the number one.
50.
Yeah, it's correct. It's still the number one cryptocurrency, but for how long? And so we may end up finding out sooner rather than later on that. But ultimately, the idea of cryptocurrency is definitely here to stay. So fear, no, not so much afraid, but uncertain. Yeah, I'm uncertain about the future of Bitcoin. There's a lot of infighting going on and has been going on for a couple few years behind the scenes. And it's about to spill out once again, as it did back in August with the very first historic schism into Bitcoin Cash, which we reported on in quite a bit of detail here on Free Talk Live. It spilled out into the public view to some extent, but I think most people are still confused about what the heck happened. I mean, most of the merchants in the area, they heard from me, because I'm one of the merchant kind of advocates here for Bitcoin,
right.
And I emailed them all in advance saying, hey, this is what you need to know, here's how you can, you know, protect yourself. They kind of know that Bitcoin Cash exists, but they don't really know how to get it.
Right.
They're not really sure what to do with it. You know, most people don't know that much about these things that are happening.
That's why you never throw away a private key.
That ultimately is happening to their money. Well, the latest news headline is that there are more companies that are now pulling out of their agreement that they signed back in May for this SegWit 2X, as it is called. And that stands for Segregated Witness, and then the 2X is the doubling of a block size. These are two proposals that they combined together into the same agreement to scale the Bitcoin network, supposedly, to the consumer demand, which is right now, if you believe it's actually consumers that are clogging the network up with transactions, then there's one thing. There's also the conspiracy theory that it's somebody that's spamming the network with fake transactions just to try to bog things down and bring up costs. We'll tell you more about what's going on and who's bailing out coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free to bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you want to learn about Bitcoin? Because, you know, we love talking about it here, and you've probably heard the headlines about Bitcoin being just a tremendous success. I mean, as far as the price is concerned, nobody can look at the price of Bitcoin and deny that that's a success story right there.
Well, people are. What it looks like is people are getting into Bitcoin prior to the fork,
yes,
in order to cash in on the SegWit 2 and regular other coin's going to be called.
I don't know if that's the motivation for most people as far as what they're getting in for. I think a lot of people just see the price and they say, "I got to get some of that." I got to get in on this.
Could be.
Fear of missing out, as it's said.
That's what happened to me. I got FOMO a few days ago.
Fear of missing out.
Yep, and bought high, as I always do.
Of course, it went down right after that, right?
I'm happy to say that I'm up now.
Good. Well, that's true.
But I paid a huge premium on the Ian Freeman brand Bitcoin vending machines, a predatory fee, you might say.
Oh, it's the lowest in the state.
It's the lowest in the region. It's the lowest in New England, actually.
So you two allege.
I got to correct myself. The Portsmouth units just recently went down to 0%. So if you really want the lowest price, then you can drive out to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where Stephen and Derek will sell you bitcoins at cost.
Amazing.
Which is an amazing level of dedication to their craft. There's limits on the amounts that they'll let you buy, because otherwise we'd just go over there and buy them.
But no, I did that recently, and it's just gone up since then. There hasn't been a big correction. So
no, it keeps going up.
Even though I spent a lot more, you know, than it was worth at the time, I'm okay now, just after a matter of hours.
But will you be okay 10 days from now when the big fork happens? Right now, Bitcoin is not quite at its record high. It hit a record within the last 24 hours. Looks like, according to BitcoinAverage.com, of about $7,608. So it did cross through the $7,600 threshold, which is, again, another record high for the Bitcoin currency. All the while, behind the scenes, the drama and the civil war continues, which isn't particularly civil, at least in the language that is being used between its participants. According to Bits...
World War Geek.
According to Bits Online... which is apparently a Bitcoin-related news site. Three more original signers of the so-called New York Agreement have now withdrawn their endorsement as of a couple of days ago, according to a site that is dedicated to tracking the agreement's overall support. The three signers are OB1, Civic, and Bitso. These are the teams developing Open Bazaar, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live, a decentralized shopping application, basically, that allows anybody to sell their wares online without having to go through some sort of, you know, gatekeeper. So in theory, you could sell whatever it is you wanted on that system. And it's an interesting concept. And I think one of their developers actually lives here in New Hampshire. Civic, who we've talked to Vinny Lingham from Civic here on Free Talk Live from one of the Bitcoin conventions in the past. I think he was at D10E when we were interviewing him. Civic is a blockchain-based identity theft kind of protection company.
Works. I mean, it's worked for me. I've been on it for some time.
And then there's Bitso, which is a Mexican-based Bitcoin and Ether exchange.
So we've interviewed Jose Rodriguez on this show. As a matter of fact, I spoke with him while we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
He mentioned
nothing about this plan.
Why would he tell you?
Why wouldn't he?
We
shared a hotel room.
Maybe they wanted to keep it under wraps.
Well, I don't think he probably considers it particularly consequential.
What, withdrawing from the agreement?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if it's not inconsequential, then why do it? I mean, obviously, there's a reason to do it. They're sending a message saying, we don't support this upcoming agreement that we had agreed to back in May. Additionally, the Satoshi Lab CEO, Pavel Rusnak, tweeted out the news earlier this morning, adding the hashtag No2X, a sort of rallying cry for opponents of the agreement. Thus far, a total of 21 original signers of the New York agreement have dropped their support for SegWit2X.
That's
that it had been that many, including those who have withdrawn their endorsement in favor of Bitcoin Cash. Now, again, Bitcoin Cash is what came out back in August when the very first historic split of Bitcoin occurred. It's a significant percentage of major supporters reneging on the deal. According to the story here, about 38%, according to one estimate, a percentage that could vary depending on the source. It's optimal for hard forks to be reached by consensus, with a supermajority of miners agreeing to the rule change, because this way negative economic side effects can be minimized. Thus, even a small number of miners going rogue could have potentially serious implications for the future of Bitcoin. However, despite an increasing amount of signatories dropping their support publicly, the percentage of blocks signaling support for the New York agreement still stands at around 83% as of around press time. So we're seeing, with 10 days to go here before the ostensible split This big one, like the one that happened back in August, wasn't nearly as contentious as this one. The one that happened back in August, we were worried about, I think, to some extent. We didn't know what exactly was going to transpire. Turned out everything was great. Bitcoin Cash was born. $5 billion of wealth was created out of thin air, basically. And everybody who held on to their Bitcoin prior to the fork ended up afterwards with the same amount of Bitcoin Cash that they could do whatever they wanted with, sell it or trade it or, you know, whatever, save it. And everybody ended up ahead who had Bitcoin prior to the fork. Will the same thing happen this time, though, is really the big question.
Yeah, so my thoughts on it are that basically the people who wanted bigger blocks got their bigger blocks with Bitcoin Cash. So they're not pushing nearly as hard for the SegWit2x, which was supposed to be SegWit. Segregated witness with the bigger block. And the people that want segregated witness tend to be small blockers, so they're happy with the way things are now, where essentially, agreements were made, but whatever, agreements, we don't care, mm-hmm. We're just going to go ahead and do whatever we want, now that we got what we want. Now, if this was an agreement with which I was involved as one of the parties, I would be very, very upset with anybody who withdrew. I mean, essentially, you wanted segregated witness, you got segregated witness, and now you're saying you don't want to do the two blocks?
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be disingenuous.
Well, and you would be able to choose to not do business with those people ever again in the future. But at the same time, you can also understand that things have changed since May. I mean, this agreement, we're talking about the internet here. 6 months in internet time is a long time. There's a lot of developing and changes and things like that that can happen in that time frame. And I don't know where the idea of Bitcoin Cash was at the time this agreement was signed, but it seemed to come out of nowhere. Now, I mean, maybe they were plotting it the whole time. I don't know. But the whole Bitcoin Cash fork thing came on quick. It came out, that news came out toward the end of July, right before the August split that happened. So some of the people who had signed this agreement hoping for the bigger blocks, well, they ended up getting it with Bitcoin Cash. So yeah. You can't blame people for, you know, reassessing and saying, well, yeah, we signed this agreement back in May, but we didn't know Bitcoin Cash was going to happen. So how do you, you know, take that under advisement as far as, you know, operations moving forward? Shouldn't you be able to be fluid and make a change and back out of something if it's, you know, if it's not good for you anymore, if it's not going to help?
That's the problem. There's no exit clause to this agreement. I've also heard...
I would say it's not a problem. I hope they all back out. I don't see any reason for this to go forward at this point. In fact, it's not going to likely happen. Well, something's probably going to happen in 10 days. But the question is, what's it going to look like? Is this going to be a long, you know, knockdown, drag-out fight between these different mining factions, and Bitcoin ends up being worse off because of it? Or will one of these two, you know, again, after it splits, there'll be, let's call it Bitcoin 1X and Bitcoin 2X. You know, will one of these things crush the other one? Because that's also a possibility, that we won't end up with both, that we'll just get one out of this. So if we end up with one at the end of this, whether it's because it doesn't happen or because it does happen and one of them dies off, I think that'll be better than if we end up with four different Bitcoins after, you know, all is said and done here. But we can talk about what all that means, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Is this the beginning of the end for Bitcoin? You tell us.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're talking about the most important thing in the world of money right now, and that is Bitcoin, and what is going to happen within the next 10 days, or in the next, after 10 days, once this split ostensibly occurs, this schism, this fork, into, again, another two competing bitcoins, but we already have two other competing bitcoins that have already forked off within the last 3 months. There's Bitcoin Cash that happened in August, and then Bitcoin Gold that happened at the end of last month, although nobody can really get or trade Bitcoin Gold right now. It hasn't even really finished happening yet for some reason. I don't even know what the reason for that
sort
is.
Sort of a catastrophe.
Yeah. I went to look it up on, what's it called, CoinMarketCap, and it's not listed.
Yeah, because it doesn't really exist quite yet. So we don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin Gold, and nobody really cared in the first place. But this SegWit2x thing that is scheduled to happen in 10 days could possibly tear Bitcoin apart at the seams and, you know, What does it all mean? We'll tell you about it coming up here. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, though, you really ought to go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great resource for those who might be brand new to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And of course, Roger Veer over there, longtime fan of Free Talk Live. He's one of the guys involved over at Bitcoin.com. So we love Bitcoin.com. They've got some great news there. You can go to news.bitcoin.com to get the latest on what's happening with Bitcoin. And, of course, they'll be following this situation very closely over at the news side of the site at Bitcoin.com as we go to Dan. He's in Nebraska listening online. Hello, Dan.
Dan. Hey, Ian.
Hey there.
Hey, Mark. Hey, sorry.
Johnny Ray. Go ahead.
Johnny Ray. Okay. So I kind of called in with a frustration related to what you're talking about tonight with the Bitcoin. I feel kind of like it would be a lot better for the progression of, like, the future economy of Bitcoin were to just get replaced by other things. I think that the advantage it has over, like, all the other coins while having, like, such high fees and while splitting up and ruining its credibility is just hurting it's making it harder for me to not only convince myself to buy more crypto of any kind, but also to try to convince other people or at least, you know, bump into them, because I'm not really, like, hard on pushing people into it, but I sure like to bump, you know, cryptocurrencies that I personally like Dash or Zcash or ones like that. So, and, you know, honestly, it crossed my mind every day that I should just get rid of all my Bitcoin, but then I look at it, and it turns out that to turn it into anything else, I'm going to pay, like, $5, and that kind of pisses me off. So I just feel like I'm at a loss, and that'd be much better if their monopoly on, it's not their monopoly, but, you know, they're taking over so much of the press and so much of the action. It just needs
they're
to
sucking
go
the air out of the room.
They are. It. That's exactly it.
What do you mean? What does that mean? They're sucking the air out of the room.
Basically, there's no conversation going on about cryptos of other sorts. Bitcoin, as I have alluded to many times, is the Model T of cryptocurrencies. There's nothing. I mean, the Model T was a fantastic and revolutionary car. The way that Ford put that together with the assembly line and stuff, it made it possible for the average person to, you know, have freedom in a way that they hadn't had freedom before. It was an incredible invention, but you wouldn't drive one today.
No, you'd be crazy.
Pretty much every cryptocurrency that has come out since Bitcoin is an improvement on the concept. So
but they don't have the market share. They don't have the penetration.
Agreed. But that it's name recognition isn't technology.
No, that's true. That's true. But unfortunately, when it comes to marketing, that's all that matters.
It matters.
People knowing what your thing is versus all of the other things out there. Dan, so you're saying you're frustrated by the situation with Bitcoin because of the insane fees. How can anybody who's sane actually recommend this to somebody else? And I agree. You can't. It's getting to the point. I just had somebody email me today because a year ago, we were running radio ads giving away $5 worth of Bitcoin to anybody who responded to the ads. And this guy said he saw that on, because I did make a TV version of it. He said he saw it on the local cable access channel here in town, and he wanted to see if he could still get the $5 worth of Bitcoin. And I'm going to tell him, yeah, I'll send you the $5 worth, but you really can't do anything with $5 worth of Bitcoin at this point. If you want to go in and you want to buy something from the corner store here in Keene, New Hampshire, which does accept, it's called Corner News, it does accept Bitcoin, and they've accepted it since 2013. You want to buy a $1 soda? Well, get ready to pay $3 or $4 in fees, maybe even $5 in fees, just to buy that $1 soda. And there are actually people out there who think this is a good thing.
Well, they think it's a good thing because they don't believe that Bitcoin can be a currency. That's got to be. They're using the term settlement layer, which
they're claiming it's like gold. That people are just going to hold it for its value or something like that, presuming it'll always be valuable.
Yeah, it just doesn't. To me, it doesn't make sense. The idea that people just want to play stock market on the internet 24 hours a day with imaginary stuff.
That's not revolutionary. That's not evolutionary.
No, they had trading markets with imaginary things before Bitcoin came along.
Yeah. Dan, more you wanted to share? Go ahead.
Okay, and then I have one other point that makes it harder for other people to get into. And while I, more than anybody else, appreciate the whole the deflation going on, that since I bought my Bitcoin, I mean, obviously the value of it has gone up quite a bit, that whenever I'm trying to describe to people how I'm using it, and I have to, you know, talk about things in terms of very small decimals, they get this look on their face like, I'm not interested in getting into any of that. So maybe, like, it would almost be better for them to, like, find some sort of way to, I don't know how to do this, but make the numbers look prettier to people so, you know, I'm not...
Oh, I can show people pretty numbers. I just show them the graph of what Bitcoin's price has done over the last year, and they're all of a sudden very interested.
Yeah, they've got millibits and microbits, and they've done a few of these things over time as the concern that the eight decimal places, eight places behind the decimal were somehow a deterrent for Bitcoin. I never really understood it.
I don't like using those because to me it just adds more confusion. Wait, what was a millibit? How many zeros? Where's yeah. And then I got to do more like thinking about how to... You know, understand what the number
sure.
means.
But people do not understand, in many cases, that they do not understand that they don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. That the smallest unit, that actually the smallest unit of a Bitcoin is far less than a penny, so they can spend any amount of money and get some amount of Bitcoin.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You know, one of the guys who is pretty close to the show, I work with him regularly with the Bitcoin vending machines that we have here. He's called in. His name's Michael. He's one of these big-time 1 megabyte advocates. He believes that Bitcoin should stay right where it is, that it needs to be this high-cost, high-fee thing because people just need to hold on to it. And if they need to trade it, they have to trade big amounts, and somehow that's a good idea, that's valuable. Some of us were talking with him today in the there's like a crypto group here of the vending machine operators who have chats every now and then. And so some of us were talking with him, and he actually came out and said, and this is not unheard of from the people who support the sort of the status quo for Bitcoin, is, oh, well, if you want fast and cheap, just use PayPal or a credit card. And I'm like, the fact that somebody who's a cryptocurrency advocate, supposedly, could have those words come out of their mouth, that should be an indicator that you're wrong. That whoever it is that's saying that, the idea that you've just given up entirely across all cryptocurrencies, you don't believe that cryptocurrency could possibly be used for microtransactions, for small purchases, for buying a soda at the corner store, that you, if you don't believe that's possible, you don't even see the vision for what cryptocurrency could be. I mean, to me, that is an indicator you're on the wrong track. If you're actually saying, oh yeah, you don't need to use cryptocurrency if you want fast and cheap, just use the old banking system.
Well,
that's crazy.
So we interviewed a gentleman over at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. His name doesn't come to mind.
Yeah, right? He was one of those guys too.
He said that essentially you have to wait for SegWit and Lightning Network to mature, and then you're going to get everything you want basically for free.
I call BS on that.
Well,
I don't buy it.
That would be the way that you would hustle somebody.
Yeah.
Give me everything I want, and then I will give you what you want in a year or two. Like that's how hustles work, right? You know.
Well, as I understand it, this Lightning Network proposal isn't this some kind of a patented thing? Isn't this there's like a company out there that I've heard of called Blockstream that has been just like slowly trying to take over the development of Bitcoin, and they're backed by a bunch of big bank millions of dollars from a big bank. And don't they have some kind of patented off-chain scaling process that they want to implement to where people will have to rely on them to get these supposedly quick
transactions? I think they do have a collection of patents, and they're backed by maybe an insurance bank.
There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. 855-450-FREE.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never
never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.